Make the CFM switch to Barat and Heidi for breakfast.
91.9
CFM.
Now today is World Meditation Day. Yay. And to celebrate, we thought we should... What is this music?
It is helping us to be all mindful about what's going on.
Okay. We're going to be seeing... You can put it on. I actually liked it. Do it again. Okay. I want to introduce Edwina Griffin. Now, she is a health and high performance expert with over 20 years experience in health and human performance. She's a keynote speaker. She runs heaps of workshops and retreats on leadership and communication, also stress management, health and mindfulness, and also consults in work meditations as well. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Barat and Heidi. How are you doing?
Good. Now, tell us all about meditation and why it's so important for us just to take a moment out.
Look, I think in this busy life that we all live now, it's more so than in the past because everyone's permanently in that fight or flight mode, you know. It's that sensory overload, and meditation just brings us back into, you know, breathing through the nose, stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system and brings us into that calm state and space to allow for the body to kind of reflect, to process emotions and thoughts. And otherwise it can tend to be that overload of emotions, of thoughts and everything else that goes on in our day if we don't stop.
Now, for someone like Barat who's never done it before, and it can be overwhelming when you think, oh my gosh, there's so many meditations, there's so many different things, oh, I'm not going to do any. What would you say to him? Where would you say to get started?
I would say to you, Barat,
yes.
I actually started meditation and followed one process which I hated, and actually turned me off meditation for a long time. And I'm a big believer in there's no one style. So I would encourage you to do all different types. You know, I think, some people do transcendental meditation, but this whole mindfulness practice has become quite big in corporations I work in because it's not the expectation of people having 20 minutes twice a day is sometimes unrealistic.
Yes.
And so fitting in 1 minute, 2 minutes sitting at the bus stop, even when I'm on the bus, sometimes I'll literally just bring my awareness back into my breath. How am I feeling? Literally, that mindfulness practice of presence in the moment, bringing awareness to how you're feeling, what's going on around, can be a really great starting point. Or finding music, as you so well put on that beautiful music.
Yeah.
Finding music you like. You know, meditation is about focusing the mind on one thing. So maybe it's a mantra. Maybe it's music.
See, many years ago, I learnt transcendental meditation. And so I went through a time where I used to do it twice a day and I was really strict with it. And then I just became like, it just overcame me. I just went, oh my God, this is too much. It's overwhelming me. I can't do it twice a day. This is too... And then I stopped doing it for a number of years. And then I went, no, I'm going to make it work for me, exactly how you said. And so now I do my transcendental meditation, but I only do it once a day. And even though, how I was taught you should do it twice a day, I just think if I'm going to do it, I'm going to, make it maneuverable and make it for working for me, not exactly how it was doing. Otherwise, I'm never going to do it. So I just don't think, you're right, we shouldn't put so many rules and restrictions on ourselves. We should just do it to work in with our lives.
Yeah, because as you say, I find it hilarious that people have rules on meditation. It's supposed to be about this, presence, self-awareness, acceptance and non-judgment. So to me, it's actually embodying the whole point of meditation on another level of just sitting what you like. I do different meditations all the time. I don't stick to one. And depending on how I'm feeling and what I need on that day, I use that. And I find with groups, as Barat's saying, some people don't like certain types and it's different with every person.
I go through phases in my life where I think, oh, yeah, I'm going to get real spiritual and stuff like that. It's like, yep, get more centered, more grounded. I need to know what's going on. And I don't know if you've read a book called The Art of Mindfulness.
But I haven't read that book.
But it's like by a famous monk. So I picked it up at a discount at a bookshop, and it was talking about being more mindful of what you're doing. And I only have read like 10 pages of it. But one of the lines in the book was like, when you're doing the dishes, actually, are you doing the dishes or are you just doing the dishes because they need to be done? Sort of be in connect with what you're doing at the time.
Absolutely. Like, and this is the thing, even in a busy day, Barat, it's like, walking between meetings, bring your awareness into the present moment of walking. And that may sound ridiculous, but actually feeling your feet in the ground, noticing if you're drinking a glass of water, noticing the water going through the mouth, how you're feeling, the cold. It sounds ridiculous, but it actually brings you into that present moment for a split second. It may be the breath. It may be just noticing a flower, in the garden when you're outside. It's all of those small moments that add up, and I think it's giving that time and acknowledgement, and on a deeper, as you speak, a spiritual soul level, acknowledging self and acknowledging what's actually going on. Other than, it also allows for that change, that shift from a reactive to a more sort of active choice of behaviour rather than.
See, I should have read the rest of the book.
You still got time. Thank you so much, lovely lady. This is amazing.
Thank you for having me.
So let's all celebrate World Meditation Day today.
That's it.
However we want to do it.
Wake up, wake up.
Make the CFM switch to Barat and Heidi for breakfast. 91.9 CFM.